Blog Talk Radio.
Shout Even Shy.
Go ahead.
I will leave you to introduce.
Yeah, that was Shout Even Shy singing Words You Cannot Say. Let's see. He stumbled across ATLB Radio. We are a group of writers that hang in the largest writing site on the planet, allpoetry.com. We are a group inside Team of Voices, ATLV. It is free to join. Find us in the group section. Knock on the door. Deborah Lee will let you in. Let's see. We have different hosts during the week, different prompts, different themes, but we always have fun. Like I said, it's free to join. If you'd like to be a part, the number here is 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. Well, it's another Hatterday Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for this evening. With me is the man from down under, the Aussie Singularity, the Wizard of Oz, A.P. Taylor. How are you doing, A.P. from Australia?
Hi. How are you?
Taking it easy today. Not doing anything.
Also with us is the creator
of a team of voices, my little sister, my best friend, Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb.
Hello.
Tonight we have a prompt of vacuum, whatever it means to
vacuum.
You. Vacuum. Yeah. Anything about vacuum, maybe the space, vacuum in space, or maybe the old Kirby vacuum cleaner grandma hid in the closet. Those beasts deserves respect. Am I right? They're still working somewhere. Well, we've got a few poems to read. Deb, do we have a collab that's been postponed?
We do.
All right. That's a collaboration between me and A.P. Taylor. Deborah Lee gives us a picture, and we write 12 lines a piece of anything on it that we see, and we give it to her, and she pieces it together. So,
well, it was a great image, Hatter, just from my perspective. I thought it was really neat.
Picture, I got to move into the room. Talk for a minute.
Okay. No, well, that image I thought was really interesting, Deb, because when I looked at, because Deb gives us each an image to look at and to see, you know, what we think, you know, we want to do with. And when I had a look at that image, I saw a series of Pink Floyd songs. And so, you know, that was kind of fun, really, because I sort of then went with the theme of Pink Floyd, and I think Hatter just went, you know, as he saw it, but for me there was actually a theme behind the sort of response, which is unusual, but it sort of seemed to make sense.
I could see it driving you there.
Yeah, I'm back. Go ahead, Deb.
Excellent.
No,
so
I was
just saying
had
a
lot of points. Yeah, easy to see why it would drive you to Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Well, I just sort of saw, you know, another brick in the wall, and then I sort of went to Comfortably Numb, and then went to Wish You Were Here, and so I sort of had five or six influences of Pink Floyd in my response to that image, Hatter.
I gotta look at the part. Is the picture posted?
The one. That
yeah,
we,
you know what?
Yeah.
Let me stick it on the board, and okay. You can see the photo. It's on there. Don't read anything.
Now, let's have a quick look. No. I was just going to have a quick look at the image. Yeah. So
I got to refresh. Yeah.
And so, when I looked at the image, Hatter, I started with the wall and another brick being needed in it. And then I sort of went from there and had about five or six Pink Floyd songs. You know, because it had the split of the rainbow and the thing that Wish You Were Here, and, you know, it just that's where it took me.
I don't see it.
There you go.
Oh, is that the link? Is that the link to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon we should start with this, Jeb. You should read this one first, because of all of the collabs, I'm going to say I think this is one of my favorites.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Well, I shall.
So I'm going to go back.
Okay.
Am I reading first or Deb?
No,
I was going to read the collab unless you don't want me to.
No, please do.
No.
Okay,
no,
cool.
I reckon we do this first.
Yeah, might as well, it's up there. All right, so it's called The Psychedelic Side of the Pink Moon. Play on words there. Anyway, here we go. Faces in masks with lips turning green are down a looking glass tree of secrets to steer. Rainbows fired from laser beam guns to see a tree full of secrets, eyes peer. then the moon's gentle hands caress in the dark, feeling the sorrow engulfed when two are here. And the dreams of a dreamer will never come true. We're just two lost souls, shoals living in a mist bowl. But bones found in patterns tell tales from the past. Goodbye, a sky of blue, which mind has soul. Colored by numbers, stained yellow on the sky, sky, sky. Flying comfortably numb beneath the gills. Pieces of eight mark the puzzle decor. And when you were near, as hourglass stills, eyes of the watcher saw change come to view from another brick missing from a wall which spills. And found tales on paper that read like books, and how we found lost butterfly cheer, like flybys in corners and moths to a flame. Welcome to a rainbow-colored machine, I hear. End poem.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
Right?
I reckon that's cool.
I told you it was really different. It's like, it's seems a little bit chaotic, but there's an emotion that's being twisted around through there. It's pretty awesome.
Does it seem like more mine were first in each time?
More of yours were what? Say that again.
Were listed, were as pieced together as the beginning, and then a piece line followed. Is it more of those?
It's flat out all the way through. One. I try to do that whenever possible. I just take it the way you give it, and then I try to see what kind of things tie together, and then how I can tie the other ones in that weren't obvious tie-ins. And I moved it around a few times, and then when I read this one, I was kind of like, I don't know, the way it wraps up at the end, all the way through. I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I really liked it. We've got an independent listener who can help us with that too. I think this is Stephen. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Hey.
Hello, Stephen.
Earth to Stephen.
You're not talking about me, are you?
Wayne.
Oh, Wayne. It's Miss Jen. Wayne, how are
long
you?
Long time no hear. Hello.
I've been out there knocking on the door and trying to get in. I couldn't get in. So glad to be in. That's a great poem.
Oh,
you're a great poem. I read it before the show started. It's a great, great poem. And I thought it was one person writing it. It was at first. I thought, man, Debbie's taking lessons from me. And then I said, no, it's better than that. So all three of y'all did a great job with this. It reads good. Good rhyme. It's good all the way through. I love it.
Thank you, Wayne. Pleasure to have you with us.
I don't think I added any words to this one. Maybe an and or a the or something, but this one was just a matter of switch it back and forth a few times until it hit me like, wow, and then it was done.
It's so boring.
I reckon that's kind of fun. And a really interesting sort of view of that picture step. I think that sort of combination of sort of slightly chaotic sort of fits it really well.
Yeah, I agree. I was pleased at the outcome, and then I had to sit on it for 2 weeks. It was like, damn.
Yeah. No, I think it's really cool. So did well, Hatter. Back and forth.
Yeah, so you went more of a Pink Floyd theme, basically.
I did. I went Pink Floyd all the way through.
Good idea.
Yep. So if you look at those lines, you could sing those to Wish You Were Here.
The fishbowl?
Yeah. We're just two lost shoals living in a mist bowl. I kind of like that line a lot, actually.
That's a classic iconic line in all rock and roll.
I know. Yeah, I know. And that's why when I fiddled around with a couple of words, I just liked it a lot. That's all.
Which ones were the, what did you pull out of the wall?
I just did the title, actually. I just used another brick missing from a wall which fills. Yeah, it was actually to the theme of Wish You Were Here, but it was the titles of the of the different songs. Now I've got another caller as well, Hatter. I'll see how I go this time. Hello, 440. How are you?
Hello,
Steve. Hey.
I got it right this time. Got a rock last time. Sorry, Wayne. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah.
What's up,
well,
Stephen?
Thank you. Well. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Excellent.
Sorry, was that to me? I'm just listening.
Not yet, Wayne. I should say the theme tonight, Wayne, is vacuum. Vacuum is the thing. So if you have a poem that is got anything to do with the world of vacuum, then we'll grab that as well.
Okay.
Now, Stephen did have a poem that you put up on the board. I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yes, I do.
And it has a very neat gif on it as well, by the way, which I like a lot. The image at the top. Yeah, so I think that's a great place to start. Anyway, I put it up on the board for you, Stephen, if you want to have a read.
Sure, and I think it's interesting that you guys were talking about Pink Floyd, because actually yesterday when I was on my way home from work, the song "Hey You" came on the radio, and this poem was slowly birthed in my head while I was listening to the song. So it's actually written to the song.
Well.
From Pink Floyd.
There you go. That's not meant to work that way.
And the title, of course, is lyrics from that song. And the worms ate into his brain. And it goes like this. Knee-hugging in the cold darkness of a sunny afternoon, tottering naked skin touching the rough fabric of the garage sale-bought chair. Dilated pupils focused on the silence screaming from the rotary dial telephone. Ear vacuumed to the ice-covered metal siding, hearing the poached, breathy groan of the bargain barn box spring, and the only primrose path found puddled upon a gelid limestone step. End poem.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Out there in the cold.
Yeah. Like that, Hatter. I there's something about Pink Floyd. I was watching one of those reaction videos on YouTube, and this person who hadn't heard Pink Floyd before, then Gilmour went into the guitar, and she was just crying. Just tears were coming down her face, having heard it for the first time. And it's just and the reason I say that is because there's an amazing emotion in those songs, and in the space that they create, yeah. And I think for me, it's that emotion you sort of tapped into here, with the groan and the fabric, and it's very visceral. It's quite lovely. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Steve. Really good. So. Hatter, did you want to say a few words apart from sing the song?
Yeah, now it's stuck in my head. Hey, you. great song. The story of Pink Floyd is fascinating. How it all came together and how the leader had to leave and basically vanished. And the group had to carry on. Ear vacuumed in the ice-covered metal siding, hearing the poached breathing. You know, this is very good. I felt it all. I see Dunstein.
Thank you.
And Mr. Jeff, Wayne, what did you think of Stephen's piece?
I can read it right now and hear the music in the background. He did such a good job there.
Oh,
wow. You hear the music.
There you go.
Anyway, great job, Stephen. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. Well, great comment. Mm-hmm. Vibe of a comment like that. Adair, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I really liked in the first stanza the part where skin touching the rough fabric of the garage sale bought chair, dilated pupils focused on the silence screaming from the rotary dial telephone. Rotary dial telephone, wow, Stephen. But no, there's just something about that, excuse me, that whole section there, the silence screaming. For me personally, silent screaming is one of the saddest things ever because in my nightmares I scream and nothing comes out, so it takes me there right away. But this is really, really cool.
Thanks, Deb.
Now, Stephen, you often have to move on quickly and you've often also been on the air before and need to, you know, head to bed. So did you want to push any of your shows that are coming up on Poetic Slice?
Yes, please. Tomorrow we have a special show because last night's show, due to technical difficulties, needs a do-over. So we're going to do our Father's Day show tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern for the Poetic Slice of Bring a Poem About Dad on Father's Day. And then the mortuary, which I always like to plug on this show, is Monday night, 7:30 p.m. It is a true crime edition, and we're looking at Candy Montgomery from the 1980s, where she killed her friend with an axe, hitting her 41 times, and then got off on self-defense. How about that?
Wow. That takes some doing.
She had to do one more than Lizzie Borden. Is that what it was?
I think so.
She needed to break that record.
Wow. There you go. But as I said, there's some good lawyering going on there. You know, you've done that. You've obviously done something. So anyway, thank you, Stephen. If you want to hang around for a little bit, please do. Or otherwise, we will catch you next time around.
All righty. I'm going to hang for one thing, and then I'm going to take off.
Well, we should do Hatter's poem then, if that's the case. Hatter, did you want to put your poem up on the board? Let's
sure.
Get Stephen to hear your piece before he disappears.
I'm quicker than you. Just hit.
Thank you.
It's on
well done. Hatter, you've got eyes, Hatter, or do you need somebody to help you with this?
No, I'll read it.
Okay.
The vacuum. With all that I've taught you in this house that you live, remember this lesson I'm about to give. You'll hear it feed on the carpet each time they drop a treat. Run and hide when you feel the ground shaking at your feet. It growls because they pull its tail. It tries to run away. Under the furniture, it tries to hide once every other day. Listen for the door they keep it in. They walk it from room to room. Watch the cats scurry in fear. Beware the vacuum. And that was the sort of inspired from a video audio thing I read years ago about, I think it's Chew the Puppy from the old dog. He's writing a letter to the new puppy. And one of them, it's a long, little long poem. One of them warns him about the vacuum.
Interesting. And that seemed to come pretty quickly and naturally, Hatter. Did that worked pretty well because we only talked about this yesterday, I think. So that seemed to have come pretty quickly, that poem.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Well, with that, let me go to Stephen. Stephen, what do you think of the vacuum?
Well, it's definitely true. I like the way that this is written because, yeah, a lot of animals are very afraid of that vacuum cleaner when it's brought out. And I like the picture at the top, too, showing how angry it is. But it also made me think, because I'm putting in my comment, that when I was a kid, we had a toy fox terrier that would attack the vacuum when my mother was vacuuming. She'd be biting at the corners of it while my mother vacuumed the floor. So she wasn't afraid of it at all. But this is a great write.
Thanks.
And what? Did you have a thought about Hatter's vacuum?
Oh, yeah. I think he did a great job. It was good rhyme, good sense of humor through it, and a good storyline. I like that a whole lot. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Excellent work. Thank you, Wayne. And
yeah, I like the, of course, the trademark rhyme and flow in this. And yeah, all you have to do is touch it, and Roscoe bolts. He doesn't want any parts of it. Run and hide when you feel the ground shaking at your feet. And, I mean, imagine it's like this earthquake monster machine that maybe one of your toys or treats got sucked up into. I think I would run, too, if some monster started strolling through the room and pick things up, just saying. But the poem is really, really cool. I like the fun approach you took to it. Inspired from a memory of a letter to a puppy from Dad. That's cute. Aww.
It is cute. Work well, Heather. I thought you did well. And
thank you.
Can I say, for the first time in some years, your poem is longer than mine. Because I have only got brevity, and it's only 40 words. Yeah? So you ready for this?
Yeah, let me get over there.
Okay. So this is In the Dark. And so it goes a little bit like this. Extraterrestrial mushroom use universal or consume. Rumors always curl, compost let broom. Information hidden let swirl, hothouses those shelves loom. Of ships like pearl, find a handle, assume. The key unfurl to right room, mind whirl if consume. Uncurls vacuum. End poem number one. Because, Hatter, if you look at that poem, it is possible to split it in half. And you can do the two halves separately, one about extraterrestrials and one about mushrooms. So let me read the first half. Extraterrestrial news, universal rumors always curl. Information hidden, let swirl of sharp ships like pearl. A key unfurl, mind whirl, uncurls. And then if I read the second half, mushrooms all consume, compost let groom. Hot houses, those shelves loom. Find a handle, assume, to light the right room. It consume, vacuum. So you've
okay,
got
you
two subsidies in a brevity.
Show off!
You, every other line, or every... Oh, wait a minute.
The first half of each line, and then the second half of each line, internally rhyme so that you can do two 20-word poems or one 40-word poem together.
Which equals 40 words for three poems. Show off. I can hear you shaking your head, Hatter.
I really, I was. I'll split down the middle.
You can split down the middle.
Horizontal, right?
Split yeah. Yeah, and it rhymes.
Vertical.
It's monorhyme. Two monorhyme 20-word poems, almost exactly the same length, by the way, because they're all on 2, 3, 4, 4. 3, 2, 1, you say each.
And I forget that it looks like a spaceship.
Or a mushroom, if you really want to go that way.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a... But it's a mushroom nonetheless. Yeah. Ego.
Wow.
Wayne, what did you think of the extraterrestrial?
I've always liked my extraterrestrials when I was eating mushrooms. That's a pretty good topic anyway. And what a great way to write a poem. I'm not the only one that plays the words, apparently. You did a great job of arranging this up and getting looking right and reading right. You had to spend a little time on this, I bet, and did a great job with it. You're very entertaining. I love it.
Thanks, Wayne. It's different, at least. You know, most of us like to slice our mushrooms, and this could be sliced in half. So there you go.
They're different. They're
outside
different.
The box. Yeah. Outside the box.
Yeah, I guess. So, Deb, what did you think?
Well, I got two words for you, bud. Show off. This is another one of your poems that you will find those two words in. One of these days when I have nothing else to do, I'm going to have to scroll through there and see how many of them say that, because it is quite often, I'm sure. But I see the shaping. I see you could read each poem separate, then read them together. So it's three poems in one, and great rhyme, and 40 words. I mean, come on. Really. Again, show off. It's really awesome.
Shape. I kind of like the shape, Patter. It's sort of got the little, you know, if you're playing Gattaca or something like that in those 80s video games, they're always the flying saucers look like that, you know, sort of. So I sort of kind of like that about I like the shape of it. I like how it looks like a flying saucer. Anyway, that's okay. It was just a random...
Very good.
A random thought I had, you know. No, well, I admit that I was sitting there this morning and I did the mushroom side, 20 words, and I sort of thought, well, that's kind of fun, but it doesn't look like much. And so then I thought, if I did another poem exactly the same length as the, what looks like a flying... I know what it does, a mushroom does, and then you can just use, anyway, you follow the link. So that's where Vacuum took me. Now, I should say, Patta, we need a theme for next week, and it's my turn. Yes?
Yes,
is that right? Because you chose Vacuum.
Yes. Yep.
I was going to choose, because I thought this would be something that you would struggle to find something to write on, I was going to use the topic gold.
Gold.
Gold. And as I said, I was thinking that you might have something to say on gold. Could be wrong. But I thought you might have
something.
I've
had gold fever since I was a kid. Anytime I had a chance to go, I'm lucky that I've had several jobs that took me along the Motherlode Highway 49. Runs the river, American River. And I always had buckets with me, and anytime I was down in that area, I would make my way down somewhere down by the creek and take home a bunch of dirt, take it home to my homemade cradle.
Well, there you go.
Never found much.
Well, you've got things to talk about, Hatta. You've got...
When I get to Australia,
I thought about gold. You're going to be saying something about that. So anyway, it's a gold.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the theme.
Yeah.
Gold.
Okay.
Is the theme for next week. Now, Wayne, I see a stanza on the board.
Yeah, I tried to write a poem. I couldn't get it done because there's too much commenting. But I don't got one stanza done anyway. You want me to read it to you? It's called My Old Girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's our rating, Deb, in terms of the show that we've got here?
Oh, is it appropriate?
Well, I'm just asking Deb if we're sort of PG-13 or where we are. But
yes, we are very PG-13. What did I miss? I would know, but every guy that sees her calls it, Oh, yeah, maybe that should go in the other room. But Wayne,
yeah,
if you don't have a vacuum poem, do you have something that you want to read?
Wayne, you there?
Wayne,
oh.
Was I muted?
No, Wayne, you still
Wayne.
Yeah, I was reading. I was reading. Yeah, you can go ahead and write it. It's a documented, but it's not a. It might not be appropriate for the show. So,
yeah,
get back.
No, we can't. We can't. I'm sorry, we can't read that one because of the PG-13.
Yes,
but
yes,
I mean, if you called to hang out, I thought you might want to grab something, even if it's not about a vacuum, because we have Gonzo's and mine left, I believe.
Okay.
We do. And so you've got a little bit of time. Yeah, go and have a look, Wayne. You've got a little bit of time to come up with something. And meantime, Deb, I thought we might grab the and play Gonzo now, yeah, while Wayne's looking, and then we've got your time to finish. How's that?
That works, and I am putting Gonzo on there, and... while I'm doing that, Hatter and Wayne, do they sell French's mustard where you live? AP, do they sell French's mustard in Oz?
Sure, they do, but I ain't seen it in a while.
I have never seen
mustard.
Yeah. No.
French's
mustard.
Yeah.
French's mustard, yes. I learned something today that I had no idea my entire life. Do you know what the secondary use is for the hinge on the cap?
Measuring.
Well, I did not either. Did you, Hatter? You know how you flip it open, there's a little hinge, and you shut it, and it snaps back on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you open that lid and push it all the way open, the hinge is made special to make it lock in place so you don't accidentally squeeze mustard all over the lid. Who knew? And I looked at all my other condiments. No other condiment has that little part in their hinge. All the rest of them are just, you know, they snap on and they, but if you push your cap on your French's mustard over all the way, it will lock in place until you unsnap it and snap it back down. I don't know why that fascinated me, but it did because I'm old and I had no clue. And I used French's as long as I can remember. So there you go. Just a tidbit.
Well, I have never had French's mustard, Deb, but I can buy it in the local supermarket here. So I've never had it, but you can buy it. So there you go. I am turning to Gonzo, which of course is always a pleasure to do. And we are on part 8 this week. And without further ado, Deb, I'm going to play Gonzo's piece right now.
Please, please, I beg you, if you leave us now, we will run far away and never return. You can keep your kingdom. I just want her.
Well, since you asked nicely, we'll finish you first, so you won't have to wash or bleed out.
No, please, I'm begging you.
No need to thank me. Just being my regular cute self.
Oh, my God.
Let me guess. Another nightmare. Sweat and breath under her sheets, bare undressed chills would creep up her sleek neck, denying all relief as she sat in the dark, ironically unable to sleep. 5 years she slumbered unaware, her number was drawn under heavy sedation for nearly 2,000 dawns. She couldn't yawn without fear she'd slip back into a snooze and lose another half a decade worth of her youth. To her, sleeping wasn't the only thing left corrupt. She had fits of terror each time she woke up, anxiously wondering the date and time, leaving no rest for her crestfallen mind. Heading out the door to nowhere in particular, she needed air and hungered for dinner. One final stop before her dream of revenge and vengeance at hand would come to an end. She paced through the village looking for a brood to pillage, fully aware of what place she graced, since the queen's castle walls surrounded the place. Stumbling upon a local pub quite unique, she breached the archways through the crooked creek.
kind of fairy tale animal does a girl have to kiss to get a drink around here?
My oil.
Sleeping Beauty.
Blessing creep.
That's one heck of a story about Red and Sleepy, but I heard it went different.
Well, you know, artistic license, you see.
Well, until we meet again.
Evening, my lady.
Beside Sleepy's stool sat two drunken fools arguing together quite loud about a vehicle from the clouds.
Harold, for the last time, just admit you sold it. Admit you sold it, give me half the money like last time and we could be friends again. You've been telling me the same lie for 5 years. Last year it was a flood. One time it was locusts. Just admit you sold the pumpkin for booze money.
I won't admit it. I did it, not this time.
You're telling me the prize pumpkin we've been working our asses off growing for the Queen's wedding ceremony was destroyed by a flying bus.
Fooling bus. Buses can't fly.
And they don't drive on sunshine either. So how the hell did it fall from the sky?
I don't know. I don't work for the bus company. I don't know their route.
And the bus wasn't destroyed.
Continued on to the next stop.
Someone got out.
Waved goodbye.
So instead of believing that you sold the pumpkin for drinking money, like you have every year for the past 5 years, you want me to believe that a magic school bus from the clouds fell and crushed it. A magic school bus.
We live in a world with talking animals, fairies, hideous giant monsters, and magical plants. And you don't believe in a magic school bus?
Fair play.
My deepest sympathies for your pumpkin.
She finished her grog, put toes to logs, and headed out the front door. Sleepy couldn't quite hide a smile that sneaked a whole mile wide, but inside she knew the time had come true to decide now or never to collect the debt she was due. A whole month to plan and vet, to work them like marionettes, she'd waited long enough since seeking justice on the previous quartet. Almost a month since she'd reawakened, forsaken no more, her steadiness unshaken. Scaling brick and mortared walls, fingers gripped with their awl, for a fall would solve little and perhaps mark her death. But it was the quickest, most direct way to evade and prevent an escape from the queen who'd Sleepy hoped to condemn. Upended, Sleepy slotted, her hands in space allotted, until spotting a fine line of soldiers trotting single file, no time to falter. She knew she stood no chance to a head-on advance, she'd have to play this quietly, so higher she climbed defiantly. Slipping herself over the crest of smoothened window frames and bejeweled headrests, she spotted a closet and headed inside. Her stomach had knotted with desire's fiery cries. The queen scurried in and dismissed her men before the mercenaries headed back out to continue patrolling again. Back against the closet, the queen removed her corset, slowly heading towards her chamber's bathroom entry. Sleepy could wait no more, and to the queen's neck she would deposit her blade hastily and intently. As soon as the lock clicked behind, she sprang with vicious murder in mind, hoping to catch the queen unaware while powdering her nose or brushing her hair, bursting through the door before immediately being disarmed, but not by an act of violence. She was felled by an act of charm.
Henry?
Aurora.
The golden vase shattered as Sleepy splattered against the cold stone slabs once more, as Charming knelt down over the battered, tattered Sleepy and whispered to his love nevermore.
How long has it been?
Now he's gone. I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. My baby shot me down.
Wow.
My baby shot me down. Hatta. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, bang bang. That's
funny.
Bang bang, Nancy Sinatra. Yeah.
See that? I don't know that version.
Nancy Sinatra's?
So.
Yeah, Sinatra. I thought. Yeah.
Shot me down.
Funny. Bang bang.
I wore black, he wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang bang. Shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground.
second time that a poem had you break in the song tonight, Heather. Just saying.
It's a good song. And I believe that was the Wrecking Crew that wrote the music for it.
I'm totally blown away by this team or this crew that Gonzo does these with.
Yeah.
New voices, Deb. I heard some new voices there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw him put out on the board one night. If anybody wants to be a part of it, that like he'll give you a part to read or so. I don't know how it works, but I did see him ask on the board if anybody wanted to be a voice.
Yeah,
I want to be a voice.
Yeah.
Well, I know
Heather,
that this
there you
one. Yeah, well, I know that this one, like I have next week's on the board, and then after that is part 10, which is the two-part conclusion. But I would imagine that he's got other projects coming up, and you should get on his list, Hatter, and then you can get a part for one of his audio dramas.
There you go.
I will miss.
So, and I don't know whether you've heard these before, Wayne, but that might have been your first hear. What do you think?
I heard John Zoe do stuff before, but that was pretty elaborate. There had a lot of people in it, and it's like watching a show. He did a good job with it. I reckon he wrote it, and it's playing good old show. Enjoyed it.
No, it's a whole little show, and it just of its own, really. And some of it, just the wording's really clever. I mean, I love the ins and outs conversation about,
right,
you know, why a school bus can't be something that's pretend. I mean, that's really fun, you know.
I couldn't find the poem, but so I was trying to listen to it. It's kind of hard to keep up with it if you can't read the words. It's hard for me to kind of keep up with it. It's pretty complex and very, very insane.
Yeah.
It's very insane.
A lot.
Great job.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant work. Yeah, brilliant work. Now, Wayne, did you have a poem that, apropos absolutely nothing at all, that you'd want to put on the board to read?
I got a poem I just re-recorded. If you want to hear open of mine, that I think is my favorite one. If you want to hear it, but you've got a SoundCloud. You don't have time for a SoundCloud tonight.
We might have to get a SoundCloud loaded. Deb, is that possible in short period?
Absolutely, I can do it in a minute. I can name that tune in one note.
Okay.
there's the point. I'm supposed to put the point on the board and the SoundCloud at the bottom of it.
Okay, well, I'm grabbing that. And while I'm doing that, on a side note, I wanted to say next week, like I said, is part 9, and then the following part 1 of 10, or 2 of 10. And then after that, I have saved all the parts in the studio. And Wayne, once they're all in there and they've played on our Saturday show, I have all intention one of them to just play them back to back to back and present the whole drama. I'll send you the link because I'm not going to do like commenting and stuff. I'm going to play the whole thing and you can hear it start to finish then.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Perfect.
Cool.
That'd
be nice.
Now, Deb, I've got a question here because I know you've got your poem and Wayne's poem, but I know you've also got to work on Wayne's poem to get the SoundCloud loaded. Did you want me to read your poem while you're doing that?
Yeah.
And y'all don't have to play my poem, man.
I'm putting yours in the studio as we speak, but I wouldn't mind listening to AP read my poem. It's all good. And by the time he's done, your poem will be there, Wayne. It's all good.
Cool.
Okay. Well, let me read your poem. Now, Deb, if you want to put that on the – or actually, I can find it. I don't need you to do that because I think you –
I did put
you've
it on
got
the
there. Top. All the pictures have all been washed in black, so I'm going to grab that and put that up on the board and then read it while we've got – and we'll have Wayne's poem to finish. So here we go. We've got that now, and the poem goes by Deborah Lee. All the pictures have all been washed in black, and it goes a little bit like this. If whirlpools are the ocean vacuum suctioning seashells and seaweed, then space is the vacuum sky high, sucking in emptiness at light speed. You vacuum the air from the room, washing all the picture with black, oozing ebony on my broken world, trapping me without the path back. Wrapped in the screams of silence with no vibration to carry the sound, and vacancy tattooed over my smile from the black hole revolving around. No light bulbs and no glitter from stars, leaving me lost in the vacuum found. End poem.
Great read. Thank you.
I love Black. I love song Black. That's from Black. All the love gone bad, turned my world to black, tattooed all I see. Just brilliant song. Great poem, Deb. Really enjoyed it. I'll talk about that in one more tick. Hatter, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, the singularity of the work of the universe, how you write to it. The vacuum of space. I just saw a deal about black holes. Fascinating stuff. You know, you can explain the best you can the physics and science up to quantum physics. It makes sense. But when you get to the things like a black hole or pulsing quasars and stuff that give off gamma bursts, nothing, our known science doesn't fit. Our physics doesn't fit. Find it all fascinating. And you did well on the poem, Wrapped in the Screams of Silence. Yeah, I can't hear you screaming in space. And no light bulbs or glitter. Nothing
escapes. Did you have
it? So Deb, after writing, what do you think a black hole is? What the hell is it? Is there actually something on the other side?
Well, it's hard to say because there's no light, there's no sound, because there's no particles for anything to bounce off of. So it's like a void. It's like a nightmare for somebody who isn't real fond of dark. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Most all planets have a sound. They make a sound. Some of them are absolutely frightening, what certain planets give the sound. So you probably hear them dying.
The sound waves can't get out. Light can't get out. Nothing can get out of a black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound can't get out. Light can't get out. It's just a void. But it's big. It's real dense. It's just super dense.
Right. Well, that's actually what led me where I was going. I was looking for a way to go with it. And, of course, when I saw that that space is nearly a perfect vacuum, it piqued my curiosity,
yeah.
And I kept reading, and it was like being pulled into black. And the minute I hear the word black, that song plays in my head, no matter what else is going on. So I incorporated the space and the song and black and vacuum, and that's where it came from. Be a good song to end with, too, just saying.
Yeah, it would be a wonderful song. Have we got that on the board somewhere, Deb? Is that there?
Oh, absolutely. We certainly do. We have quite a few of them.
We'll finish with black, absolutely. And just the link with space and the link with black holes and we just had a black hole discovered only in the last week, which is the biggest black hole they've found and the one with the largest color and the one that's just swallowing up the equivalent of an Earth every couple of weeks. I mean, it's just amazing, some of the stuff that happens in space. And a perfect example of a vacuum. Love the use of black too, Deb, by Pearl Jam.
Well, that's how they saw they could never see or explain gravity, but they had two black holes collide, and they had pictures, and it shows gravity as waves. It's a new,
wow,
it's fascinating.
Where do you go?
So gravity is a wave.
What's that?
Sorry, what?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I said last night on TV they was announcing there's renegade black holes running out through space now that doesn't, they're not in no galaxy, they're just out in space roaming around by itself. I thought, well, that's pretty black holes are by itself. Renegade black holes, that's pretty crazy.
What makes them start feeding? I think the dangerous is when a black hole starts feeding and starts sucking in a lot. Some of them are more dormant. I don't understand that either.
No, I don't get that either, Adam, but then most of us don't. So now, Wayne, we have your poem up on the board. Your SoundCloud up on the board.
Well,
so I'm going to play
it now. I need to comment about Debbie's poem sometime or another. Can I comment Debbie's poem?
You can do Debbie's poem now, and then we'll do your SoundCloud.
And I said, wow, this is wonderful, Deb. Great read there, AP. Yeah, you're turning your world to black. I love the picture on this one. I've been painting white on black for the last four or five years, and they're nice paintings. Mm-hmm. This is great, wonderful flow, rhyme. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
So we will turn now to Wayne's poem. And I think he might have dropped, actually, but we'll turn now to Wayne's poem, and hopefully he'll call back in. Here we go now.
This is called Broken Mind Mending. Many denim days I lost on the parchment pathway. We climb the slate stained stone stairs my way, framed by grandma and grandpa's perfume portrait, arrive at a charcoal shelter created by my mind's mental state, to stay tucked in the backyards of my mystique mind, where the sweet chrome kaleidoscope I would find a place where the red robin's honeydew eggs hatches and my artichoke metal clusters receive clementine patches, a month of catching comfort in the crevice of the cerebellum has brought bloom to branch that borders the brain's problem, allowing my eggshell whites of my reddish eyes to gaze at the gazebo garden and fly into air to stare at bouquet blossoms with butterflies pardon. See cornucopia of flamingo colors that dot edge of Brooks Bank, while burgundy bluebonnet flowers give us turquoise water to thank. As the wind caresses the giant cypress wood with its mannish bill, listen to the blackbirds and mulberry woodpeckers squeal. Sit at my cherry bar at my cadmium condo beside a cobblestone fireplace, admiring asparagus clover-colored valley with its heavenly taste. Below, God's goldenrod rays show pumpkin and mango grace, remembering two teenagers laughing as we marched in place. Pregnant mate and I lie against post, snipping the snapdragon, watching squirrels being attacked from both sides as the war rages on. The chocolate owls, command robins, seeking hybrids on the tree trunks, as entwined ivy hangs to blackberry hedges, hiding skunks, while the still, pale streams reflect like jewel glass before supper. Three taps of shrubs dripping rose petals like rubber, heavy scales the walls of dire depressive depths to gain life. I yearn to return to love that burns for lost child and adoring wife. Ian?
There you go. Thank you, Wayne. And that was one that I see was written for a piece for Deb's show and then on the front page, which is always a great thing to see. And has ended up being read by over 1,000 people on the site. Right? So that's a fair old effort. But it's interesting because when I read the poem, I actually read it as a sort of long form write because it's got quite long lines. But the way you read it is quite different. And so you instead of, you know, for example, the final line, which is yearn to return to love that burns from lost child and adoring wife. See, that's how I would read it, not how you read it in the SoundCloud. You read yearn to return to love that burns from lost child and adoring wife. You break it up. You know, you break each line into about 8 or 10 sort of separate lines in terms of how you're actually reading it. So the sense of the poem is quite different, yeah?
Every line is like that. I read where a couple of words and a couple of words and a couple of words. That's all
yeah,
word, every line.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And so it, as I'm saying, it's quite a different feel and sense to it because you're breaking the lines up in that way and it has a different... feels far more melancholy and sort of almost tense as well. So it's kind of interesting. Deb, did you want to say a few?
Yeah, you know, actually, I'm just going to read what I wrote here. I put, oh, my goodness, this came out incredible, and I just saw that you used all the colors in the entire word bank. I'm in awe of how you spun this amazing story. Brilliant, Wayne. Congrats on the mega score, too. Easy to see why it ranks so high. Well done. And I like what you wrote. You'll make a poet out of me yet. And they said it couldn't be done, LOL. I thought that was funny as hell. But it's on one of my lists. And Wayne, some of those word banks are, the colors are, there's 224 of them. So
right.
I don't know but you added like 60 of your own words and it still made sense. That's impressive. Just saying.
Thank you. That was my favorite one. I enjoyed that one. Anyway, we're cool. The way I want it should be read, that's the way it should be read, and so I finally get to do that. So appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, no problem. No, makes sense. Why? Hannah, what did you think?
I think, you know, for the long line rhyme, and he kept it constant. The cadence and the structure of it was. It always came back, and I mean the second rhyme line, and you did problem and pardon, just your pick, or, I mean
right.
Pardon and garden.
Kentucky rhymes.
You know, that's just one example. I mean there were a couple others if I could find them. Snapdragon and rages on. So my point is you. You're not afraid to use, you're not afraid to use odd rhyming words, and I've noticed that before. So carry on. It's like the door was opened. Poets here.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you very much, your header.
Excellent work, Wayne. Enjoy it. So, Hannah, we've got to the end of the show. Did you want to? Finish up, and we might go out with Black by Pearl Jam.
I am
trying to get somewhere. Hold on. Oh.
Sounds like the kitty's doing the outro.
Does that.
Okay. Go back. Well, I was going to, I have written down my font, I don't know, can't get there. My phone's stacked up. I just want to thank everybody for participating. I love the Gonzo thing. I left him a note saying, you know, if you do parts out, I'll give it a try. So I guess he'll let me back. AP, it's always a pleasure, Deb. Thank you. Wayne, thanks for calling in. Great.
Had a blast.
And Stephen, calling in. And Sky, because I mentioned her in a poem.
You did. So with all of that, and given that, you know, we had the vacuum and Deb, of course, went about Pearl got with black, and next week, Hatter, we've got gold. Yes? So
yep.
we might have to use our ballet. The great gold song from the 1980s. It goes on for about 7 or 8 minutes, but it's a cute song. So this is Pearl Jam to take us out, and we'll talk to everybody next week, Hatter.
Okay.
Love and respect.
Sounds good.
Thanks for that, Hatter. Here we go now.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Steph. Cheers.